This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here today. And I say today because normally we're a night show. In this case, it is actually the morning when we're recording this particular episode. Normally we don't record Free Talk Live because it's supposed to be a live show. But in this case, we're recording it live on location at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. Normally it happened previous 2 years. It was at a hotel, kind of like your typical hotel convention. This year it is at a secret location.
So top secret.
Things have changed. By the way, with you here in our remote studio, it's Ian.
Chris.
And nobody.
Yeah, so Chris, you've been with me. We've been to the last, all of these.
We've been to every one, yep.
Yeah, you've spoken previously. I hosted a panel here last year. Mm-hmm. It's nobody's first year at
this
event.
True.
What do you think of this location? Without saying where we are, what do you think of this?
It's freaking beautiful.
I know, hey, right?
It is.
I will
it
say
is.
This. We're on a lake. There's some sort of body of water over there. I'm not
a
sure
body of
one.
Water.
We're not really on the lake. We're near the lake.
Yeah, you can see it from here. And there's rolling, you know, fields here of grass and very beautiful trees. Of course, it's the fall, and so that means it's a beautiful time of year to be here in New Hampshire. Thankfully, not too cold.
That was my concern. I thought we were going to be. You said we were going to be broadcasting outside, and I was like, oh man, this is going to be cold. But it's beautiful.
Yeah. And it's actually been a pretty warm fall so far in New Hampshire this year. So we've lucked out because we're actually outdoors here at this particular conference. It's taking place inside a somewhat renovated barn.
Yes.
Basically. And so
it's quite renovated.
Yeah. I actually have not even been inside there too much yet. We came here last year, and so the event was at a hotel last year, but they had the after party at mm-hmm. the same location. And I guess they just figured, you know what? It's a nice location. There's plenty of parking. Why not just do it here next year and you don't have to pay for the hotel?
Yeah, and from what I've seen, it hasn't affected some really important people in the industry showing up. I've noticed some prominent folks here.
Well, I mean, why would it? I mean, who wants to stay in a hotel when, you
right.
know, I mean, I guess people probably are in hotels or maybe Airbnbs or something like that because not everybody's here is from New Hampshire. They're not just driving from Keene like we did.
Sure.
Seems like the next step would be to add tenting.
There you go. There's plenty of room for it here.
There really is.
No doubt. So we're here. We're going to talk to some folks kind of in and out as we can. We'll pull over some interesting characters. I know that I just see the boys, have just rolled up onto the set.
Speaking of interesting characters.
We're going to get those guys on here, of course, here in a matter of moments. And Steven Zeiler from AnyPay has, I love the patch. He's got an anti-commie patch on the phone. the old hammer and sickle. So we'll get to that. There's news that's worth discussing as well. In fact, an update on the story we had talked about recently out of California where there were...
Free Talk Live. Sorry about that. Some weird tech issues going on. With you tonight, it's Aria, of course, joined in the studio by...
Jay.
And you're invited to give us a call at... I can't think of the number right now.
855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE.
Thanks. That whole thing was just so weird that it just totally shut my brain off, and I ended up closing out all the show preps thinking some video was playing. I don't know. That was very bizarre. So do you have your story in front of you by chance? Apparently, you asked me an interesting question about whether or not I own my DNA.
Yeah, because years ago I claimed my DNA, and I said to the state and, well, the United States and several states, the United States and the Vatican and the English Crown, that I own my DNA. I claim my DNA. It's mine, and you cannot use it. And any interest that you have made off my DNA, you are to return them to me immediately. Now, nobody sent me a check. Nobody sent me any Bitcoin or anything like this. Well, I did this in 2013. I wish they could have sent me Bitcoin, I guess. But nobody contacted me, and I did. I spent, I don't remember the exact amount, but I basically, you know, walked into the post office with five $100 bills and walked out with a 20 and some other bills. I don't remember the amount, but it was well over $450 to send out these 52 or this notice to 52 entities, I'll call them.
And you were telling them that you were claiming your DNA.
Yes, that I claim my DNA, because I wanted to make it very clear that I'm alive and I claim my DNA because I am under, one of the maxims of law is if your silence is consent, and if you don't claim you own something, then somebody else may claim ownership of it. You know, I believe it was Chief Justice Warren Burger of the Supreme Court in 1970-something said something like, only the belligerent claimant actually has his rights, the guy who's claiming his rights. And this was a case I studied years ago. I don't remember all the details.
Isn't that sort of the argument that you don't have rights when dealing with, like, police and stuff unless you assert them?
Right. Well, so, yeah, that's something that's been, recent, for example. If you are asked some questions that you think might be incriminating and you just sit there silently, well, then they charge you with some ridiculous things like resisting arrest, insubordination, and sure. Then because maybe
you don't have to answer questions by police, of course. You can always say, I don't answer questions.
Or it's just, well, one of the things that a lot of people are taught years ago was don't say anything. Well, that's really not good enough anymore. At least in some courts, I don't know if this made the Supreme Court, but this was definitely show prep, a few times on Free Talk Live, where folks had been just said, I'm not saying anything or I'm not answering questions or just didn't talk. And that wasn't considering exercising their, rights secured by the Constitution not to incriminate themselves or pleading the Fifth.
So the government was essentially arguing that you have to tell the cops that your intention is to plead the Fifth, essentially by saying, I don't answer questions or you can't simply remain silent any longer.
That was the intent, because what happens is, in one particular case, the guy was like, my advice from a lawyer friend was just to stay silent, not to say anything.
Right.
And when you're arrested, they tell you, if you say anything, it can and may be used against you in a court of law.
Right.
So the best thing is, to not give them anything they can use against you in a court of law. And, well, if you're, nervous and, most people are very uncomfortable when they're being, harassed and interrogated by men carrying instruments of death and torture who have zero accountability.
Yeah, and if you appear nervous, they can use that in their little investigation saying that you appeared to be agitated, so they had to give you a field sobriety test, or they smelled alcohol on your breath, or that you were belligerent, or whatever.
Or any other thing they can make up, because that's what they do constantly.
Yeah.
So what I like to say, my particular wording on, your right to remain silent is I ask them, and you should role play this with people like your friends.
Yeah, because you need practice, because when you're actually standing there in front of a cop, all of this is going to go right out of your head.
Yeah, you have to practice. And I've done this role playing thing, not at every pork. I definitely didn't do it with the last two pork fests, but most pork fests I attended, I would do like a role play at my campsite or at one of the tents that wasn't occupied. And somebody would be the cop. Somebody would be the guy getting interrogated by the cops, or somebody would be the lawyer. Somebody would be the judge. And the language I like to use is, are you going to use this against me in a court of law? And if the cop doesn't answer you, say, well, I'm going to take that as a yes. Or if he does answer you yes, then it's yes. Or if he answers you no, well, you can say that you think he's a liar, you don't believe him, so you're going to assume he's going to use it against you in a court of law. I've never had him tell me no. But the proper thing is to say, I think, is I'm going to exercise my rights not to incriminate myself as secured by the constitutions that you have an oath to uphold.
Interesting. Well, hopefully it works. Cops aren't always particularly willing to respect people's rights, and we're going to talk about that in regard to a Free Talk Live host here in just a little while. Be sure to give us a call on our toll-free number, 855-450-3733.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And I want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com because bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform, and it's one that actually respects your privacy. There's no ID requirement. to sign up for and use the site, and all communications are encrypted between the buyers and sellers, and the keys to those chats are deleted 7 days after the completion of the trade. You can buy and sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, Google Pay, Cash App, and so much more. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. So, getting back to the question of whether or not one can own their DNA, this gets into some really complicated philosophical ideas, right? Because the DNA itself just sort of exists. The codification of that DNA as cataloged by humans is an idea.
And people are willing to just give it away. I mean, you, me, and 23 and all these, you know, DNA things that go on data. What got my attention on this is actually I was listening to Ernest Hancock this morning had on Dr. Judy Mikovits, who's a CDC whistleblower, and they were talking about vaccines. And they were talking about how vaccines can be specifically matched to DNA of certain races to do all kinds of things, like the genome mapping that Big Pharma and Google is, like, all in bed with Big Pharma and his genome mapping and the whole nine yards. And they started talking about that the state of California is collecting DNA from newborns and then is selling it to third parties.
So they're actually selling it.
Well, this article is from November 9th, 2015, and it's from CBS SF Bay Area. And if you San Francisco CBSlocal.com is the website. And in the article, it starts off with, this might become a surprise to you that California natives in their 20s and early 30s, the state owns your DNA, according to the article. Every year, about 4 million newborns in the U.S. get a heel pricked at birth to screen for congenital disorders that, if found early enough, can save their lives. I call BS.
Well, it sounds like a positive thing, but they were always going to frame, you know, hijacking people's DNA and selling it to third parties as a positive thing, right?
Well, they don't even claim to do that when they say this is why we're, taking the blood from your baby and we're putting it on here. And then, you know, mom who's just kind of went through one of these most traumatic experiences a woman may ever go through, given birth, is in no condition to, like, okay things like this, or, you know, doesn't even know what the hell's going on. Half the time they're all, you know, they're just whacked out, even if they're not on drugs, because what happened to them? I mean, that's a big deal, giving birth. So, And there's a lot of instances where the state takes advantage of mothers, especially moms that don't have any support there. You hear about this a lot, especially when you're in the, you know, the freedom movement. And so,
well, before we get into the article, let's go to the phones. We've got Peter calling from Virginia. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good afternoon. I just wanted to talk about the drug war, but in particular, drug enforcement. Among drugs and as an economist, you know, I can appreciate the argument that, you know, one owns one body and therefore, you know, one can put anything into one body. And I think much of that is true. But I do think that there's more of a sophisticated argument that can really, shine some light as to why, drug prohibition is very, very deadly, and quite violent. Now, the reason or the rationale lies in the fact that in terms of the drug dealer or drug cartel, getting caught and the whole process that comes with that, you know, incarceration, going to court.
A criminal record, all of that stuff.
Right. All that is in itself a fixed cost. And so I guess to make that point clear, let's just, for example, let's just say there's two apples. There's a low quality and a good quality, high quality. And let's say for people in Florida, there is no fixed transportation cost. But for people in Virginia, there is. And the reason might be because maybe a farmer can grow apples in Florida, not in Virginia. And therefore, a high quality apple in Virginia and in Florida are both $10, but you add in the fixed cost, the transportation cost for Virginia, let's say it's $5. Now the high quality apple is now $15, whereas the low quality apple is $5. So in terms of relative prices, the high quality apple is much cheaper than it would be in Florida, because in Florida it would just be $10, whereas in Virginia it would be $15. But the key is relative prices and the fixed cost. Now,
so correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like you're arguing that the drug war is bad because it makes drugs more expensive.
It makes drugs more potent because the drug cartels, drug dealers, they know that the demand for drugs among drug users is presumably inelastic. That is, they're not price sensitive.
Sure.
And given the fixed costs that come about with getting caught and all that procedure, so the fixed cost is like the fixed cost in transportation, right? So now there's an incentive to get more money for your, or I think the term is bang for your buck, and the bang for your buck would be to increase the potency among drugs given the fixed cost. So it's really kind of like a blowback, if you will, in terms of the drug enforcement policies. It's the same thing that we see or we saw with the...
Now, I don't smoke marijuana, but let me offer a counterpoint. I'm almost positive that the potency and the efficacy of marijuana has increased in places where it's been legalized versus dank weed that people are smoking in Mississippi. So it seems like the opposite is actually true of what you're alleging.
Well, even before it was legalized... No. Like, you could, there was plenty of cannabis, you know, available.
Sure.
You know, your dank buds, as people refer to it, or heady buds. That was like, you know, this 22-23% THC, which essentially didn't exist like 50 years ago. But what happened is, you know, people get really good at hybridization of their crops. So they, and then they put ingredients in growing it and horticulture means and indoor growing and stressing at certain life cycles to make it more dense, make it a higher potency, higher THC. But like during alcohol prohibition, you know, whether you had a 12-ounce can of beer or a 12-ounce can of 200-proof grain whiskey on you, it was the same penalty. So this is why the you know, the hard alcohol,
okay,
you know, was this is why people went blind with bathtub gin, because, you know, it was a black market and people, it didn't matter if it was, you know, 100 proof gin or, you know, 2 proof gin, you were still going to jail for the same amount of time. So it was better to push the higher potency alcohol.
How did this make people go blind?
I don't know, but
just like chemicals in it that shouldn't have been, because it wasn't made in factories. What a shame. That's what prohibition brings you. You think we would have learned that, or that America would have learned that?
Well, they did, and they're profiting from it now.
855-450-3733.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During the first day of public impeachment hearings against President Trump, Republican Congressman from Texas John Ratcliffe has this interaction with acting U.S. Ukraine Ambassador Bill Taylor.
Where is the impeachable offense in that call? Are either of you here today to assert there was an impeachable offense in that call? Shout it out. Anyone?
Mr. Ratcliffe, if I can just respond, let me just reiterate that I'm not here.
I've got 1 minute left.
I know you only got a minute left. I've just got 30 seconds.
You asked the witness a question. I withdraw the question.
President Trump says he has not watched 1 minute of the first public hearings as the president was welcoming the president of Turkey to the White House. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 92 points to close at 27,784. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All of the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. The number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And the next generation of wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe in only a swipe. And you can instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. I wonder if it supports Bitcoin Cash, because this sounds like an interesting endeavor. Divvy, the mobile app, Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. It's fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. The new Divvy wallet is soon to launch, and when it does, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. All you'll need is a phone number and an ID. They're invested in a remittance company, so there's no chance that these services are just going to go away. So go check it out at divvyproject.org. I'm looking forward to that mobile wallet, because being able to go back and forth between cryptocurrency and fiat quickly and easily, it's extremely useful to me, because at the moment I have to like leave the house and do all that kind of thing, and it's just unpleasant. It's unwieldy, rather.
So. What I've heard about Divvy, it almost sounds to me like because they're basically in bed with Western Union, and Western Union is very much in bed with the legacy banking system, that you could probably do a bunch of cryptocurrency to fiat transactions and not get kicked out of the bank. Or, you know, lose your bank account or something. So,
well, mine would be going the other direction.
Or whatever.
Which would ultimately cause them to ask me where the fiat is coming from. But that's my problem to deal with, not theirs. And that's dependent on whether or not they support Bitcoin Cash. I will have to look into that.
Well, and even if they don't, I'm sure you could, use the other cryptos and get it back into Bitcoin Cash if you need it. I mean, there's ways around everything. But I generally dislike, like, operations that I refer to that are, you know, play ball with the government. But when it comes to making cryptocurrency more more accessible to the masses, I'm okay with that. I'm a little less biased, put it that way.
Let's get back to the phones. We got Kirby from Indiana calling. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
I
just caught the end of what you were saying, Jay, about dealing with police when they stop you. I deal with them all the time. And you probably wouldn't work for you, but I either go into slave speak, which is, yes, sir, boss, how can I help you, boss, which burns their biscuit.
Yes, it does.
What does the phrase burns their biscuits mean? Does this mean it bothers them?
Yeah, I'm trying to clean it up for
yeah, I appreciate that. It's just not a phrase I was familiar with. So it bothers them. I can understand why it would make them uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I let them know, what do you want? I let them know up front, the law in Indiana says you can't ask me for ID or for a gun permit unless you have reasonable suspicion that crime is afoot. Now, that bothers them, and they'll come up with a reason. Anything. You didn't use a turn signal, you jaywalked. That's enough for them to ask you for ID. But you do not have to answer questions like, where are you going and where are you coming from? And I don't. Once I give them my ID, I shut up.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, I don't even give them ID because I really don't have one I can give them. And I would tell them, you think you can ID me? You think you can require me to have that? Well, you know, in order to get any sort of state ID, I have to pledge allegiance to the state, and I have to swear a document under the oath of pain and penalties that I'm this United States citizen, which I am not a United States citizen. And I have a lot of fun with them because I have a little bit of a diarrhea of the mouth issue. But, I just have a good time. But yeah, Indiana's actually pretty good. Have you ever read the Indiana Constitution? Have you studied that at all?
Yes, sir, I have. And, I've also had SWAT teams called to my house who drugged me out at gunpoint in my underwear. Somebody said he's got a gun.
Oh, goodness. No, I was going to ask why it happened. So Indiana is not, or is
Indiana,
it?
Indiana, as far as guns go, it's an open carry state. Most of our cops are ignorant. They don't know what I can and cannot do. And then when I explain it to them, I'm automatically a liar. And then I have to tell them, hey, call somebody with a silver bar. They don't like that. But when their supervisor shows up, when that white shirt gets there, he knows what is and what ain't. And once they run my name and see that they have been, that I'm well known to them, and it apparently tells them, don't pick with this dude because we've started something that he is not comfortable with. Because I'm going to tell you, when that SWAT team rolled on me 2 years ago, left me with a horrible attitude. And I let them know up front, I got no love for you. So if what you want to do is beat me up, shoot me, take me to jail, let's just do it right here, right now, because I'm not going to run.
Have you ever had any interactions with the Terre Haute Police Department?
Stankoe? No, I used to work in Stankoe. That's what we call it, Stankoe, because the Wabash River is foul. But no, I've never had any interaction with them. State police, Marion County Sheriff, IPD.
I got arrested in Terre Haute about 2010, I think, maybe 11. And I ended up the next. I got arrested on a Friday night, and.
Just for the sake of curiosity, for what did they arrest you?
Criminal trespass.
Okay, so you were just somewhere they didn't want you to be.
Yes, so I was in a Burlington Coat Factory. If you just YouTube Terre Haute Burlington Coat Factory, you'll see. So I'm really into diesel pickup trucks.
Okay.
So there's a thing called the Shy Diesel Extravaganza. It's basically Sturgis motorcycle rally for diesel pickup truck enthusiasts. And it's truck pulling and drag racing and all kinds of, like, redneck truck stuff.
Okay.
And so there's, probably about 3,000 people in this parking lot, and kids are just, you know, showing off their trucks, and they're just, you know, some people are burning out and stuff. So the cops show up, and they say everybody's got to leave. And so this cop has his D Minic is what it said on his D period Minic on his badge or his little lapel pin. And he has this canister. It looks like a fire extinguisher. And he's walking around with, I'm like, hey, what do you got in that canister? He's like, hang out and find out. So because I just hung around. So my girlfriend at the time.
I mean, he did offer for you to hang out, right?
So my girlfriend at the time starts videotaping when everybody's left, and he says, you're trespassing. I said, oh, I don't see a no trespassing sign here anywhere. And he says, now, I was just, you know, itching for a moment to, like, just play with a cop because I just really didn't have this opportunity, and I had somebody with a video camera there. So he says, well, oh, I told you to leave. And I said, you're not the boss of me. And he got all pissed off, and he grabs me and slams me up against my ex-girlfriend's pickup truck, and then walks me over to his cruiser and tries to slam me up against the cruiser, and he puts handcuffs on me, puts me in the back of the cruiser. Then he goes and grabs and takes a camera from my girlfriend at the time. But anyways, so I brought an internal affairs claim, not a complaint, a claim against internal affairs of Terre Haute Police Department that Monday. But I got out of jail about 2 hours later without signing any documents, and I sat there and I said, I need to talk to an FBI agent. You guys are committing fraud. Anytime I've ever been arrested, I said, I need to talk to an FBI agent. You need to give me a phone and a phone number of a local FBI agent because you guys are committing a crime. I haven't hurt anybody. And I'm not exercising any intellectual property that the state is charged to protect. And there's no victim. Where is it? I need an FBI agent. You are now, you know, going to be defendants in a lawsuit and criminal action brought by, you know, in federal court. And just as soon as you utter those words, they start telling them that. And they basically just let me go. It was pretty amazing.
Kirby, thanks for the call. You can call and talk about whatever you'd like. That number is 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And we're talking about a story here coming from California where DNA is being collected from newborn blood samples and sold to third parties. And the money for which is obviously not going to the newborn or even to the newborn's family. It's who is this money going to? The hospital? The state?
I would imagine it's going to the hospital. I do know that Bay State Medical Center in Springfield, Massachusetts, actually gets, I believe, from a state agency called Bureau of Vital Statistics, but they get a $4,000 pay for each birth certificate they file. They get $4,000 from, I believe, Vital Statistics. It could be from the feds, but I doubt it's from some private agency.
Well, they're getting money for people getting birth certificates?
Correct.
Why? Well, because it's the state doing what the state does?
Because you got to give someone an incentive to make sure all the babies go and get their slavery documents all correctly in order when they're born. I mean, you know, that's the only thing I can gather.
Interesting.
I mean, you can have, my little brother, youngest brother, was having his baby 8 years ago now. He went round and round with basically the head nurse, and he's like, I'm not getting any of those documents. They're one of the kid's name. He's like, nah, I'm not telling you. And
now, is there a large percentage of people who share those general beliefs about the state that do, like, at-home births and use midwives and things like that?
Well, I wouldn't say large percentage, but there's certainly a percentage.
Okay.
And I know a lot of them, and I've met a lot of them right at Pork Fest. I've met a lot of them at the Jackalope Freedom Festival. I've met a lot of them at just freedom-type gatherings where they don't want their kids to be born in the system. In fact, there's a friend of mine, Alma Summer. She does this undocumentedhuman.com. Could be undocumentedhuman.org. I'm not 100% sure what her website is, but and she kind of does like a lot of like documentation, actually, of the undocumented human life. And she has two babies, a boy and a girl, that are undocumented. And she's quite proud of it and talks about it quite a bit. She does like talks at festivals and things like that.
Now, you're undocumented.
Well, I would say, I don't know how undocumented I am, but so my parents did go through and get all the birth documents when I was born. But I would also say I didn't create those documents, so they're not mine. And the DNA and all the biological information that was put on those documents, you know, was essentially in that what I was talking about in the first segment where I'd claim my DNA and in the paperwork I got into how my mother and father and or father may have or may not have on such and such a date signed these documents called certificate of live birth or birth certificate. And you know, all that information, that biological identifiers like hair color and, you know, sex and weight and all that stuff, skin color, you can't use them, is what I said, to the state and to the, you know, to the Vatican Church and to the English Crown and to the Federal Reserve Bank and International Monetary Fund and, you know, the state of New Hampshire, the state of Massachusetts. I sent out 52 different packets of basically the same documents. And I did this in spring of 2013. And so, yeah, those, you know, when you're, you know, 6 minutes old and they're creating all this paperwork, that's got nothing to do with me. I had nothing to do with that. I didn't create those. Those documents are not mine. But they're intending to use those documents. They offer you the benefit to be of that name and date of birth. In fact, I claim not to have a date of birth because I'm not a Gregorian. And date of births come from the Gregorian timeline, which is, you know, we run on a Gregorian timeline pretty much in the Western world, making, you know, today's day in the Gregorian timeline would be November 13th.
Right.
I like to use the Hebrew timeline because it just confuses the hell out of these guys. They have no idea what the hell's going on. And it's, you know, the year 5,000, I don't know, 80-something right now in the Hebrew timeline. And, you know, and I think it's just more accurate. And if you just internet search Gregorian timeline, you know, you can see that that's a creation of the Vatican Church.
Right.
That's their intellectual property. That's theirs, and I don't want to use it. Well, they claim it's theirs.
Sort of like
they implemented it.
You know, the Fahrenheit system and all of that is the king's measurement system, or
yes,
whatever.
Sort of how the fairy tale or the story or the novel Harry Potter is, you know, a piece of intellectual property that's owned by a J.K. Rowling's.
If one can own intellectual property, sure.
Well, there are men with guns who support that statement that someone owns this intellectual property and we're going to shoot you over it. So that's why I've made it a point not to use anyone's intellectual property. Even if I can't prove it's someone's intellectual property, I'm just not going to use it. And as far as I can tell, all the courts are enforcing copyright or intellectual property law. And the name and date of birth on government documents, like your driver's license, like the certificate of birth, like whatever, hunting license, all this licensing that we shouldn't even have, that name and date of birth is, best I can tell, is intellectual property the state is charged to protect, and I don't use it. I waive my benefits to it, which was also another document in that package. There was about 35 pages in this thing that I'd sent out, and I'm pretty darn sure nobody read it. although I am in talks with a guy named Richard Stacy, who is an investigator for the New Hampshire Secretary of State's office here, and he called me because when I did a voter registration form, I attached a page-long handwritten document to it referencing basically these documents that I filed in the Secretary of State's office in April of 2013, and he called me up and wanted to, like, I just wanted to make sure you're a real live person. And I says, well, I'm a real living man, but I can assure you I'm not a person at all, because persons are corporations of fictions. And so I'm actually preparing an updated document. I've been working on a little bit. I've been pretty busy doing a lot of stuff, but I'm going to give it to this guy who's an actual investigator for the Secretary of State's office. He actually investigates voter fraud. And I said, I had a nice chat with him on the phone. And I said, I want to come visit you someday with some documents. And he's like, yeah, let's have coffee. That'll be great. And I told him a little bit about the documents, and he said he was looking forward to, you know, meeting with me. So I like doing that kind of stuff. I don't hide from the state. I want them to know precisely who I am, what I am doing, what my intentions are, that I'm a man of peace, and that I do not want their interference in my life. And
I mean, that would be ideal, but obviously you're being unwilling to submit to them, they interpret to be an affront to them.
Yeah, they might, but I don't want there to be any room left for interpretation. That's why I want to make it very, very clear to them.
Fair point.
And I do like how the caller before uses the slavery type, yes, a master, things like that. I've done that. I did that to a black cop one day, and he just started laughing, and he goes, man, that ain't right. That ain't right. And he's like, and he just like,
But it is right, because the police, by and large, uphold a system of modern slavery that is still largely racially divided, but not exclusively so.
Well, the only
That's why they want you in prison, is to put you to work doing slave labor.
Oh, and that part of... We can go down a lot of rabbit holes here, but, you know, the only reason police exist, as far as I'm concerned, is to make sure you pay taxes and you pay the royalties for exercising intellectual property, because as I have witnessed my entire life going into court, I've been into court several times, they are not courts of law. They do not follow this so-called Constitution. In fact, I've got held in contempt for bringing up the Constitution. Because that the Constitution is not for the jury to decide on, a judge told me.
Anytime I've ever been held in contempt of court, it wasn't for something like that. It was for mouthing off. Displaying contempt for the court. I've never been held in contempt of court for bringing up the Constitution.
Yeah, I was in a jury trial, and they actually... So I had, like, I don't know, $310 or something on me. And, of course, they take, like, when they lock you up, they take all your possessions, you know, they go through your pockets. And, you know, the contempt fee was $300, you know. So I guess at least I got $10 back so I could get lunch after that. But and then I got got a check back, you know, from them after the court case was settled, which was, you know, it was a jury trial that I had won. And they've always given me the money back, but... It's weird. Anytime I've gotten locked up, it seems about whatever I got on me at the time happens to be the amount of the contempt charge. And they don't.
Amazing how that happens.
I thought they were going to keep it, but I guess it's not how it works. They'd give it back to me, you know, in a check, not of cash. But of course, it took like 90 days for me to get the check back after, you know. They're ridiculous.
They are, and they use all sorts of bizarre legislative rulings and things like that in order to prop up this entire system that doesn't make sense to very many sane people.
Well, if you study intellectual property law and copyright, and you start looking at it from a... You talk to a copyright attorney, this is what kind of turned me on to this. I sat next to a copyright attorney on a flight once.
855-450-3733. Tell us what's on your mind.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.